It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Walter Odeta, good afternoon to you. Welcome back and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Today we're talking about guilt and consequences. So, one would assume that the concept of guilt is, well, odd, obviously followed by consequences. But then again, we know in the world we live in, there are not always consequences. Sometimes people evade and avoid the consequences, like criminals who steal and then run away and never get caught. So talk to us about our context for today. What are we talking about when we are talking about guilt and consequences?
I would safely say that when we talk about guilt and consequences, we are now talking about the result of our actions and what the results of our decisions. So what it naturally means is from the start, when we're talking about the law and how sin came to be, now guilt and consequences are sort of the fruits of sin. What you get out of the actions and the decisions that you make when you sin.
Yeah.
That's what I can say. Yeah.
So what is the relationship between sin and guilt?
The relationship between sin and guilt is the issue of sowing. When you sow a seed, you will definitely reap. You see, you can sin and maybe God will forgive you, but there is a guilty conscience that still remains in you.
Okay.
It should be a reminder that something that I did is wrong.
Okay. All right. Okay. My mind is wandering all over the place now as I'm listening to you explain it. My mind is all over. So can guilt be a positive force in addressing personal sin? Or does it become counterproductive and negative?
To a certain extent, it is very positive. Why? Because it gives you a lesson to say the thing that I have done has some perpetual consequences.
Mm.
Hence, I should stop doing this or I should not do it again. So to a great extent, it is very positive.
Mm. So yes. So what do we do? For instance, is it possible to feel guilty for something that may not be considered as sin by societal standards or religious standards? Is it possible?
Yes. You see, now with the life that we are living in, the society has things that they deem as things that are bad, and without necessarily saying the law stipulates as bad. So when you for the wrong side of the society, it makes you feel guilty, not necessarily on the issues of the moral law, but on societal standards. Hence, it becomes a problem, especially when you live in a community.
Okay.
Yes.
So should we fear the consequences of sin? Or should we focus on addressing the underlying reasons for our behavior?
I will speak as a pastor on that question, my brother.
Yes, please. Yes.
If we live with the fear of sin, then we have lost the goal, because the devil will always be reminding us that sin is always at your doorpost.
Mm.
So hence, when we live as Christians, as those who believe in a God who's coming, we should focus on the brighter side, that we can be forgiven and we can live a life of overcoming sin.
Yeah. But then again, there's that fear of punishment there, Mfundis.
Yes.
Perhaps I should ask, what role does the threat of punishment or eternal damnation play in preventing sin?
Yes. You see, most of the people that go to church have got two motivations in terms of worship.
Mm.
Some group fear punishment, some group cherish the love of God.
Mm.
So to a certain extent, both ends has got some things that can motivate and help people to worship.
Yeah.
But at the end of everything, one should know that, yes, punishment is not a result that God will wants to destroy all people, but he wants to pay back to those that were doing good. They should know that these that were doing wrong, they have also their punishment that is coming.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. So how can we make amends then, Mfundisi, for our sins? And does acknowledgement and confession play a role in this process, perhaps?
I didn't get you very well there.
How can we make amends for our sins? And bring in the ideas of confession and accepting and acknowledgement of what you have done. Just see, tell us what all of those have to do one with the other.
That's a powerful question. There is always amendments. To those that have gone to school, what we should know is the fact that you are at school, it means that you don't know. You are learning. And learners are not the best. They are learning, so they can fail.
Mm.
So when you fail, there is what we call corrections.
Okay.
And that's when amendments come. So generally, as we start to live in this world, making decisions to follow Christ, we're actually writing corrections of what our fathers, Adam, has committed. And we live in these sins. So amendments are key for us to be saved.
Wow. I hear you. Okay. Whether or not people will do what we are learning this week, Mfundisi, it's another thing, but we cannot say we have not been taught. And thank you very much for teaching us. We really appreciate this. Before we part ways, please pray for us, Mfundisi.
Let us pray. We thank you, God, for another opportunity that you have afforded us, that we learn that there is guilty and consequences. How much we pray as your children, that after realizing that we've sinned against you, we might know the way that you are working to save us.
Mm.
Help us to amend our lives so that we live after the similitude of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate your time.
God bless you. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.